Saugus boys basketball coach Joe Bertrand is with us. And Joe, welcome and congratulations on the big win last night against Lintec.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a great high school game. It was an awesome environment. I'm happy I was able to be a part of it.
Well, let's take it sort of chronologically, if we could, because I know you had a note on Twitter being down by 10 points with 5 minutes to play. But before we go there, take us through the first half and getting down to the fourth quarter. What was the game like?
The first half was very fast paced. Lintec played really, intense defense, which, caused some of our guys to rush a little bit. Which causes them to miss some easy baskets. So credit to them for kind of getting us off offensively. And it was our defense that kind of kept us in it because we kind of did the same thing to them, honestly. So it was really a defensive battle in the first half.
Then in the third quarter, I kind of assume that kind of continued, but they must have done something to break out to a 10-point lead.
Yeah, so the third quarter, we kind of traded baskets for most of it, and then it was the start of the fourth. Because we were down six going into the fourth. So the start of the fourth, they hit a couple threes and gone and one, which kind of caused the separation.
All right, so now take us through that final 5 minutes of regulation where you close the 10 points into a tie to send it into overtime.
Yeah, we called a timeout. We kind of regrouped. We said, there's a lot of time left in this game. And the biggest thing is that the kids believe that, and they went out and they played hard. We put some more pressure on defensively. Our captain, Ben, hit a three, and then we got a steal by Isaiah Rodriguez and a pass to Max Anajar. He got fouled. He hit a couple free throws. We cut it to five, and then once we got to five, we knew that we were in good shape, and we just kind of kept up that defensive intensity. And luckily, 14 seconds ago, senior Chris Flynn stepped up and knocked down a big three to tie the game.
Wow. Unbelievable. So then into overtime it goes, and I'm assuming it was just more of the same.
Yeah, so the first, 2 minutes of overtime were scoreless because both teams were playing really good defense, and then Ben Tapia-Gately went to the hoop and got fouled. He missed the first free throw but made the second, and we got the lead. And then we got a stop and another layup, but we kind of didn't look back. And we got some key rebounds and some key free throws made by Max Anajar and Josh Asawe.
Good stuff. You know, I think I told you the last week when we saw you against Beverly, watching your scores and then watching that game against Beverly. I mean, I was so impressed with Saugus basketball. And then seeing this game on Monday night on the schedule, you and Lintec. Tech has been very impressive this year, going into last night's game as well. So it looked like it was just going to be a great basketball game, as it was. So unbelievable kind of a finish and a sweet one for you guys because it's win 10 and you're into the tournament.
Yeah, very exciting. I'm happy for the kids. We sat down at the beginning of the year and we said, our first goal is to get that 10th win and, not worry about the rankings, let the rankings fall where they may, but we want to get 10 wins. And control our own destiny, and they've done a good job of doing that so far.
It seems to me, I just want to peek ahead on your schedule. Man, you got a tough week here because you got Kip on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, and then Salem, you're playing Salem on Friday. Salem just with a big win against Marblehead last Friday, and then Kip, I'm watching their scores. They've been pretty impressive as well.
Yeah, Kip is sitting right around 500 now there. They're going to be really hungry tomorrow night. They want to make the tournament just like everyone else, and this is going to be a real big game for them. We can't have a setback just because we got our big win. We got to try to keep it going. And, the road doesn't get any easier going to Salem. They're playing some really good basketball right now. That was a huge conference win versus Marblehead. So, we got to take it one day at a time, worry about Kip, and then we got to go for a big game on Friday at Salem.
Joe, I won't hold you too long here, but, I thought when we talked after the Beverly win against you guys a week ago, you were very articulate and, filling me in on a lot of details on your team, but maybe take a deep breath here after last night's game and kind of update our listeners a bit about your team because, again, you guys play a fast-paced game. You don't have a lot of height, but, man, you do have some quickness and you do work hard.
Yeah, we have a lot of quickness and speed, which we're just going to keep trying to use to our advantage. We've talked a lot about Ben Tabbia-Gailey. He's our captain. He's our leader. He controls the ball. He controls the game. You know, he had 19 points for us. Josh Asawi is another senior. Again, he's been great on the rebounding for us because we are undersized. But Josh uses his athleticism to his advantage. He also, you know, he scored 19 points. He's very quick. He can get to the basket. Max Anijar had 16 points. He's our other senior captain. You know, again, he kind of controls the game when Ben gets the pressure on him. He's a defensive problem out there. He gets a lot of steals. Chris Flynn, another senior, he came off the bench. He hit the game tying three. He had four threes total in the game, which was very exciting and very happy for him. Isaiah Rodriguez is a junior. He starts. You know, he had a cold night shooting from three, but in the fourth quarter, those steals that turned into points, he got those steals and he found the open guy. And I just kept telling him, I said, you know, you missed a couple shots. Don't let it turn into a third or fourth bad play. And he did a great job, you know, finding a way to impact the game, even though it wasn't on offense. And we've got some key contributions off the bench from Cam Sirocco and Braden Fiella. They're sophomores and juniors who just kind of come in. They do the little things and, you know, take up some big bench minutes for us. So I'm very excited with how the team is playing. And lastly, we have Isaiah Garcia. You know, he's not a captain, but, you know, he's about as close as it gets to being a captain without being named one. He's our center. He's like 5'10", which falls right into our undersized team. He works hard. He takes charges. He rebounds. He sets screens on offense. It's a great little group we have here. And it's been, I'm just happy that I get to be a part of it. You know, these kids are doing a great job. I just feel so lucky that, you know, they're doing it themselves right now. It's awesome. We have great senior leadership.
Well, you just shared a sentence that you don't hear a lot of from high school coaches. He's our center, 5'10", right? You don't hear that too often.
Right.
Yeah, but you're right. I mean, that's it exactly. So here's my last question, Coach. How long does it take for you to decompress after a game like that last night?
Oh, last night, not until almost the afternoon today. It was hard to fall asleep. You know, there's a lot of excitement in the gym, and that carried over. So once I get home, my family, I can't stop talking about it. So it takes a while. The next morning, I kind of get into work. It's still the first thing on my mind, but once the work day starts, then I start to decompress.
Just for our listeners, you work at a different school, so do you walk around and wondering, when are people going to ask me about this game last night, right? You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I work at the Northeast Metro Tech in Wakefield, so there's some people from Saugus there that know what's going on. But, yeah, it's nice to get away sometimes, and that's my chance to decompress, right?
You got it. Well, Joe, thanks so much for joining us. Great story. Again, I can't tell you how impressed I was with your team. Not surprised at what's going on here, but it's a fantastic hoop story, to be quite honest with you. And keep up the great work, you, the coaching staff, and the team. And thanks for taking a few minutes to join us today.
All right. Thank you for calling me.
Yeah. Take care. There he is, Joe Bertrand, boys basketball coach, Saugus High School, here on MSONewsSports.com.